You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Did not think of that.
That's right. It's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here.
You should make some new feather rugs.
Yeah, you should.
We'll talk about your fashion.
The swallows are here. Babadoo-doo. Oh, you know what that sound is, don't you? I gotta stand up for this. Oh, look at me. I'm in my underwear.
Yeah, there you go.
Ow!
I like it when you bend over your chair like that. Ow! What are you gonna do when we have a camera in here?
Dance in my underwear. I'm in my underwear, it's okay. My legs are real white. I'm in my underwear and black socks.
That's right.
I am the perfect representation of a 40-year-old male. Came home from work, took off my pants. Oh no, see, Classy Little Cupcake, she's been podcasting all morning.
Yeah. I heard yeah, making friends in the podcast world.
She's out podcasting around, you know, getting her feet wet.
I love it.
I do too. You have an iPhone, so you don't have headphones, you can't plug them right in.
Nope. She got to charge her iPhones little buds.
Sneak up on you.
I Apple cult you're in. They're demanding.
Yeah, they got you. Those apples got you by the bulls, by the apples.
Wouldn't you be able to tell about your headphones because the cord is coming out of one side?
What
door
are we
just opened.
Oh,
ghost.
No. Listen, no. Don't make it like that.
Turn your head.
Don't put it
Turn
on
it
me.
The other way.
I know the cord is coming out of this side.
Out the left side. So
I know, but that doesn't mean that I remember.
Why wouldn't you know that that's where it is?
Because I don't remember. Do you remember which side the cord's coming out of your headphones all the time?
Mine come out
of both sides, which even makes it more important. All right, I'm on a tangent already this afternoon morning. It's still morning. I just got home from work, and I'm settling in, and there's something that I cannot stand about headphones. It's not that they die because I don't use cordless headphones. No, I plug my headphones in.
Can you shut that door? But please. Sorry. Now you're not going to remember which side your headphones goes on.
No, I know now. I have to look still every time.
It has the cord.
I don't care that it has the cord. I use several different types and pairs of headphones all the time, all over the place. I'm all over the place in headphones.
I know you are.
And so I use all kinds of headphones everywhere.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, everywhere I go, there's headphones. And none of them are marked clearly on what side is the right and what side is the left. They make them specifically to go on a specific side.
Why?
But they hide. I don't know why. Because they're curved. You know, see how they put the curve in there to curve with your head.
Whatever.
And, yeah, and your ears are turned this way a little bit.
Well, those I can see because the way they're built. They're tilted.
Same on yours, but they are now. Look at your headphones.
I have
look at how clearly marked those headphones are. Those are what? Philips.
Uh-huh.
Cheap ass Philips headphones, and they're clearly marked. A big ass R and a big ass L. It bothers me.
Okay.
I can never find it. There's always some little teeny tiny letter that
one there just has a little tiny dot.
They tucked it in somewhere, hidden it like that. Oh, if it has that directional letter on there, it will definitely take the aesthetics of our headphones down and they'll be ugly. No, they won't. Put a big old freaking R on there. Just make it cool. Just put the R. Don't put the L. I know where the L is if I know where the R is. That's all I'm asking is for one clear indication on what side my freaking headphones go on.
Okay, wow.
Shoo.
Well, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Even the earbuds. The only reason I know when I use my earbuds is the speaker is on that side. So I know clearly goes in that stinking ear.
Yeah. What side do you put it on? I put mine on my right side.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's where it goes.
Oh.
If you look, it's got an R on it.
Does it?
Yes.
I never look.
Yeah, I think it does. No, it doesn't. It has no indication at all. See?
But it has a little indention your hole.
Anyways.
It's got your ear hole.
Minor Wireless, Shadow's listening on earbuds, and I like it. Cupcake, she's classy. She says put a little nail polish. No, I don't put a little anything on anything. I got me a big old silver magic marker, and I put a big old L right there on the left side, which on this pair of headphones is the only side the cable is coming out of. Which should be the indication for me, but it's not. Make it pretty. Put a big rhinestone on one side, maybe.
Let's bedazzle them.
Let's do it. Let's bedazzle the headphones one side each color. Oh, red side's right. Brilliant. What? Left side's lavender.
Oh,
look at me go. Look, I could be a god dang headphone maker.
I thought you were going to say Lello.
Lello? Oh, I should have said Lello. Okay. All right.
I feel better.
I'm not mad at my headphones anymore, and I'm not mad at you.
Okay.
For making fun of me, for not knowing what side my headphones go, and considering I spend half of my life in headphones.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh well.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Whew, I feel better.
I'm glad you feel better.
I just got a text from the treasure truck.
Oh, what's on the treasure truck?
The treasure truck today. You know, you can refresh your hairstyling routine with the treasure truck. Free must-have go-to bath products.
Oh.
But here's the sad part. Oh, no, it's going. It's working. It worked. While supplies last, get styling. Got to be must-haves instant hold hairspray and beach tripping texturizing finisher. 19th and Broadway. You want to go get some free hair stuff?
No.
Take a road trip? Doesn't seem worth it, does it? Mm-mm. Why don't they ever come down to our side of the town? I like the treasure truck, though.
Yeah.
And if there was one at Southwest, if there was one close to
us, would go.
I would totally be getting all this free stuff.
Absolutely.
But I'm not driving to... I guess if it would text me before I left work, I could do that one. I could go there. No.
Because
they're not there till 11.
Ew.
Yeah, that's too late.
11.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't come down south, but that looks like some good hair product to me. Has some high insta hold and some beach trip and moisturize and finishing spray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Probably need that here in Colorado. Though it's so dry. You want to have a little moisture sprayed on you.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what they say. They don't ever come to Jess's part of town either. See, it's lame.
Yeah, that is lame. I wonder how they pick their spots.
Probably the most central from the warehouse. I don't know. The warehouse is here. You would think they'd be able to go. They seem to always go to 19th and Broadway. Maybe because
they used to always go to Southwest Plaza.
They used to do three.
Yeah, and now they just do one.
Just the one now. Sometimes two.
Maybe it wasn't very popular.
But the furthest south one was is the 19th and Broadway. It's like their spot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I think a lot of homeless probably get the treasure truck alert. And so when these hair products and stuff like that, sometimes it's just free chips. Why not?
Whatever.
You don't think homeless people got Amazon accounts watching some Amazon on their phones?
No, I would hope not.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got Amazon, you could probably get a...
I'm pretty sure the government gives homeless people phones.
Yeah, but I think they're like flip phones.
No, they get internet. No, they don't give out no flip phone. Government ain't going to give out no flip phone, and they can charge $7,500 for one iPhone.
Oh, I don't.
You know what I mean? Not to
that's
the
some
person,
weird tangent
but that's
you went
just
off
government
there.
Thing. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, they have internet.
I don't. How do you know? You know homeless people?
I do.
How many?
Oh, I don't know any directly, but I'm fairly certain I have seen a homeless person on their phone.
I don't think it's a smart
watching Netflix. Well, I don't know about that part.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just giddy today.
That's a lot of energy coming out of those headphone talk.
I'm real giddy today.
Yeah,
I think I was really
day.
I was full of energy when I got home from work because I just had a really good, satisfying day.
Yeah.
It's nice to work somewhere. When you come home from work, you feel good about your day and like you've done something.
Yeah.
Like I contributed to something today.
Yeah.
And I feel good about it. Yeah. I got to do different things, cameras and stuff. It's cool.
Yeah.
I tried to get on the camera.
Used your brain?
Tried to get on the cam, but I couldn't get out there.
Yeah.
The smartphones come to the homeless with the food stamps.
What?
Well, they get both.
They get both.
This person says that they
come in the same package.
Oh, yeah. It's a twofer. I wish I could get the government. No,
I think if that was a thing, everyone would be homeless.
No, it's a thing. And there's a lot of people that are homeless.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know either. But
I don't know anything about
that. Would you be homeless for a free iPhone?
No.
See?
Fuck no.
No. I think it's what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah, I don't know. But no, I
it's not worth
do everything in my power not to be homeless.
Right. That's a different world. See?
Yeah, man. Yeah. But I
that's why you have an Android.
I don't want to. I don't want to talk about the homeless. We're going to talk about it. Might as well go down there and talk to them about it. Jeez Louise.
Do you want to go and interview homeless?
No.
Oh. Well, then why would you bring it up?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's go interview some people on the streets. Not street people, but like randoms.
Well, we could do that at the fashion shows, too.
Right. That would be a great place to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a nice segue. Mm-hmm. Very, very well done. Because you are going to participate in Denver's Unique Week of Fashion this week, yes, from what I hear.
This spring, I come into the house.
Which this happens all the time. When you decide to do fashion shows, I just kind of hear about it as you deciding to do it in the other room, or you fling it on me when we're in Vegas. You know, like today I come in and you're on the phone and I'm like, who is she talking to? And I look over on your page and I can see, oh, Monday nights, Tuesday night is this, Thursday nights. Oh, and I'm like, oh, crap. We're doing a fashion show. Are we doing two or three?
Three
fashion shows.
Three nights. It's a 5-night event. And I think I'll do 3 nights of it.
Okay.
I'll show 3 different lines.
I like
as crazy as that sounds.
You're a kook.
Who has 3 different lines to show? Well, this guy.
Yes, you do. You did just get a new sewing machine.
I know. So let's see how fast.
You might
fast,
as well invent some stuff.
How fast? I thought that same thing. And the other day, just like, was it yesterday? Maybe she got my thought vibe.
Who's that?
Jana.
Oh, yeah.
Was it yesterday or the day before? Maybe it was the day before. Anyways, I was thinking about, I want to make something bigger. I think I told you that.
Make something bigger for like a tall person?
No, make something bigger.
Like something bigger, like a costume for a car?
No.
Like, like a dog mobile, like Dumber and Dumber?
Headpiece or,
oh,
you know what I mean? Make something bigger.
Hmm. What if we made some of those headpieces like the what are those robinettes? Rockettes wear. Aren't those the ones?
Yeah, but those are all feather. I'm not thinking feather.
No feather, huh?
No.
Ooh.
I know.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I just started thinking it.
Baby arms. Let's do all kinds of creepy. Can I make head pieces out of just like doll arms and pieces? And yeah. But yet trying to make them elegant looking and put, instead of beads and stuff, we'll use teeth.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Like, we need teeth. Everybody teeth. Send us your
Please
teeth.
Send us your teeth. If you've had some teeth pulled and you don't need them anymore,
you don't need them.
Put them in a box and send them to us.
Sean
Everything Swallow Podcast.
Wants to make some teeth art.
I want to make teeth art.
That's gross.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know if gross. I want to make models wear it.
I'll wash them. And they're not going to touch them to their mouths or anything. They'll just be a part of a piece. And a lot of people, if they're done right, the way that I've envisioned doing them, you won't even know their teeth unless you told someone.
You have a vision?
I think so.
Okay, let's do it. I didn't know you had a vision.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been thinking about using teeth stuff for a while. Why do you think we have all these teeth I've been collecting? I pulled one right out of guy's head the other day.
Whatever.
Nah, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I have been hitting up dentists. I do feel clowny.
Yeah,
I do feel. I do have reached out to dentists and asked for their teeth.
Yeah, teeth. Yeah. Get your braces, molds.
Come on, there's 7 people in here. Do you guys have any teeth? I mean, I'm sure you have teeth, but you got any teeth you don't want anymore? Want to give to me? Christy, classy, come on. Swinging in the Rockies, got any swinging teeth? Shadow, Jess. Dog's teeth, totally. Kids' teeth, oh, now we're talking teeth. Take dog's teeth are great. Yeah.
Dog's teeth are great. Dog's teeth. Have all our dog's teeth.
Yep. Those make great little earrings. Great little piece of teeth. Kids' teeth. Yeah. See, I have kids' teeth. One of the best teeth we have, tooth. The best tooth we have is that great big giant. What was it they pulled out of Patrick's mouth?
Wisdom teeth.
Oh my gosh. They're the size of a horse tooth.
No, they're not, but they're big.
They're huge. The root on that tooth.
I think you do have horse teeth.
I do have some horse teeth.
Or
and
cow teeth.
I have some cow, and I've got some bear, and I've got quite a few human. Maybe. Which are the best?
Do you have a shark tooth?
I do have a shark tooth. Just one shark tooth, though. And you bought me that when we went to the coast.
Oh, yeah.
It was a necklace.
No. What's that other tooth you have?
What, those great big giant ones? Mm-hmm. I have no idea what those are. Those I found in a thing I got from the auction. But I think it could be like a horse molar.
Horse molar?
Or maybe a donkey. Something with a big...
A donkey.
I have no idea. Something with a big mouth. Because I think those other teeth, the rounded teeth, they look like pearls, are... They look like they'd probably be a horse. So maybe a goat. I have no idea.
I think those teeth are smaller than
goat
that.
Teeth? You ever hear goat screams?
No.
You wanna?
No.
You wanna hear goat songs?
No.
Can I play goat songs?
I don't care.
All right.
Do you have a goat song to play?
Yes.
Let's hear your goat song. Let's hear it. Is it coming out of your mouth?
No, it's the best. You're going to love it.
Goat song, goat song.
Yep. All right.
Filling up my cup.
Yep.
That's good. It's Friday. It's a good day today. We had a good week. Had a good week with our people. Who came at Steven Trina earlier this week, talked about his brain surgery.
Oh man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Couldn't even imagine having brain surgery like that. Or like any kind of brain surgery.
With Victoria yesterday, talked all about her book. That was good.
Goat scream.
Is the goat song you want to play? Yeah. Oh my God. That is the dumbest shit ever. And is that fucking Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I hate her.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know you don't like her. And so that's why I tried not to play very much of her song. Little Miley.
Oh my gosh. All right.
The goat remix.
Goat remix. Goat remix.
These are the five greatest goat remixes ever.
Oh my God. You are cracking yourself.
I am.
Up today.
I feel really fun today.
You feel really fun today. You look really fun today.
Shadow says that they have a book as well. They possibly wrote this book. Shadow, she's right
here. Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about? I can't see the screen. Only Sean can see the computer screen.
I gotta set it up for you.
There you go. He doesn't share it with me. Oh my God. All right. Enough with the stupid goat screams.
Come on. That's kind of funny. Right. Okay. Friday, we are on point, on topic today.
Yes, it seems like it.
All over the place. Shadow has here, Shadow 40. Says they, this person says that
they have a book. What's your book?
Also have a book. I don't know what it's about, but send it to us. We'll read it. And if it's something we're into and we will promote, we'll love to talk to you about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Send us an email with your information on where we can find the book and the information about the book, and we'll go
send
from there.
Book.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. Blink. Super simple.
Blink.
EverythingSwallowPodcast@gmail.com. You're listening to Every Swallow Bottom Podcast.
You haven't even been drinking today. What is your deal?
I don't know. I'm excited.
It's early. This
I'm
is
all
way early.
Full of adrenaline.
all hot, full of good feelings.
And good feelings. Yes. Maybe I'm finally getting my good feelings back. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I like that.
I told you it was coming. It was coming.
I like it when you have your good feelings, because then I get to have good feelings too.
Yeah. Yeah. Turn off my goat mix.
Yes, turn off your goat mix.
Because I just feel good. I just haven't felt really this positive all around.
Good.
In a long time.
Good.
So.
That's really great.
And out of that, you get goat remixes.
Well, I love it. I'm glad that's how you feel.
Yes, of course. So I hope everyone else is having a great Friday. Tomorrow is going to be a very interesting podcast.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have some girls over and we're just going to talk sex.
I should have had that song. Let's talk about sex, baby. I'm getting it for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm doing it. We're having that song for tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you know any specifics? Or are we just going to talk about sex? Because in some of your sex talk Saturdays, if you haven't listened to them, I encourage you to go back and listen to some of the sex talk Saturdays. There are in our archives on Podbean and Spotify.
Right.
You've spoken to gay couples and lesbian couples and
tomorrow, you know,
you just talked about kind of, it's been more relationship stuff. Well, with the gay couple, it was a little bit more graphic, but I'm just wondering, are you going to really talk about sex this time or just stuff?
No, we're going to talk about sex and stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some stuff. I think we're going to talk about some BDSM toys. We're going to talk.
Okay.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, it's going to be kind of general because I've been going back and forth on it, right? And so the people that I have coming on, it's going to get a little personal, I think.
Okay, so this isn't just all crude with the sex and the balls.
And the butthole pleasures. And the
butthole pleasures. I mean, that stuff might come up, but really we're gonna delve in maybe to some intimacies and sex.
Yeah, and talk a little bit about their relationships and what they do in their sex.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I want to get a guy on so that we can talk with him about sex. What a guy's perspective is.
A guy, like a single man?
Yeah.
A single guy who can speak to women's needs or what's going on in the world.
How it feels to be a dude trying to date a woman.
I got you. Because I can't speak to that.
Have sex with a woman. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that last part I can't.
Right.
But I can't.
But not a strange woman or a woman you just met. Or
you're pretty strange. I understand that dating right now must be impossible. We didn't get to that other topic that we were going to talk about, the consent laws in California.
Oh, I want to talk about that.
And about how you have to, nowadays, college professors are telling their students that they need to be getting consent every 10 minutes. Well, at least any time another adult act is initiated.
So you're making out. Is it okay if I kiss you? Mm-hmm. And we're making out. Is it okay if I touch your boob?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then you touch your boob. Is it okay if I grab you by the hoorah?
Hoorah. Hoorah.
And then, yes. And then
you say, well, I'm not sure. And I go, okay, well, is it okay now?
Right.
And then you go, okay.
Right. Exactly. And then you can touch it. Yeah. And then before, is it okay if I penetrate you?
Right. Or it's can we skinny. Take our clothes off? Would it be okay if we took it? Would you be comfortable if I pressed my flashlight up against you? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I have no idea. Do women even want that? How sexy is that?
That's lame.
Beep, boop, beep. May I now touch you with my unit?
I think that's pretty lame.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. And I looked it up because I heard someone talking about it and I was like, wait a minute, that sounds crazy. And that is, I mean, I found several things when I Googled it. I giggled and Google knows the truth.
Google.
But it makes sense. I mean, I understand. I understand that California is crazy. And so it would make sense. You know, to me, it seems like everything kind of wacky starts out there anymore. But, I understand. You want consent, obviously. You know, I know you're going to get into this tomorrow, but you want to make sure that you're on the same vibe. But when I picked you up, I never asked you if I could do any of the stuff I did. And you never asked me if you could do any of the stuff you did.
Right.
You know, is the consent only go from me to you? Or do you have to ask me, is it okay if I put that in my mouth?
I feel like it should go both ways.
Yeah.
That's not fair, because then couldn't you say, well, She didn't ask me if it was okay.
Right. Yeah. I didn't want her to touch me. I just wanted to touch her.
Right.
That's why I was asking. Right. I don't have any idea.
It's weird.
It's and it would be great to have at least one person, if not two people, you know, a different sex that are doing it.
Right.
You know, that are actually actively out there trying to date and not just, you know.
Right.
I guess they're all, everyone's Tindering and all that stuff, but.
I guess. I don't know.
I think so. It's still a thing.
Tinder is a thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
It is. And they're all, what is the other one? Plenty of Fish, all those other sites out there too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Farmers Only. I was going to say Farmer's Almanac. Did you hear me change? It's Farmers Only. I saw that. Don't touch me. Don't eat crackers alone. What is it? FarmersOnly.com. Remember all the commercials all the time?
What happened to those commercials?
They got their quota. They worked.
They got their quota. Yeah,
You know, they obviously
those
worked.
Those farmers got some dates.
Yeah. I don't, I'm trying to remember what was going on in the world during that time that maybe they were targeting or something. Was there, you know...
I don't know.
Is there a farm bill going on or something?
I don't know. Something agricultural?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know either. But yeah, I don't see those anymore.
Yeah, me either.
That's funny how things come and go. You never see commercials for cougars. What is it? Cougars only?
Cougar Life.
Cougar Life.
Is that where we made our fake profiles?
Yes, we made fake profiles.
That's funny. I wonder if anyone else has ever made a fake profile to see what it'd be like with their partner.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet you. I'm sure it's fun.
We made two different ones.
Well, yeah, you made one and I made one.
Yeah.
And I think it was Cougar Life.
I think it was too.
Yeah, and it was a website.
Because you got a lot of action on there.
I did.
And you put on your profile a funny little picture.
I put a picture of a naked Ken doll wearing a cowboy hat.
Right. And then you put on there that you lived in your parents' basement.
Yep.
And that you didn't have a car.
Exactly. Oh, I wrote a very beautiful little description how I was adventurous and fun and I was willing to go anywhere they wanted to take me because I didn't have a car right now.
Or any money.
And I was down on my luck because I'm in between jobs as a professional cashier and I live in my parents' basement. And if they wanted to come get me, I would go.
Go on a date.
Yeah.
You and, got a lot of emails.
Right away. Yeah. Yep. I sure did. I'm funny. Ethel from Kansas City.
I didn't get half as many emails as you did.
No.
I was looking.
You were the cougar.
I didn't send any emails.
No, you got some. You got some guys.
I know, but I didn't send any.
I never sent one either.
I know.
I got a lot of replies from my and this was a free profile.
It was the free.
And I got a lot of action. I'm really popular with old ladies.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was funny when we did that.
We should try and find those. I couldn't even think what email we used.
Me either.
Not funny.
Me either.
Cougar Town. How come we don't see cougar commercials? Because it's like, is that risque? Is that like cool? Not cool. It's fine for a farmer to be lonely, but not a cougar.
A lady. Hi, boys.
But not a spinster.
I'm looking for someone just a little bit younger than my son.
If you've always wanted to kiss your mom, you can kiss me. That's what her voice sounds like. And then she goes, takes a drag off one of those Moore cigarettes. Come over to my pad. I have a dog named Shootsie.
That's funny. I don't know.
Just not the same.
Not the same.
But either way, there's a lot of ladies out there that want love over 60, 70. And they've got retirements that their husbands left them. Nothing to do with it. They need a yoni massage.
Hey, listen, every woman needs a yoni massage.
Yeah, that's true.
Every woman.
Shoot, every man.
Every man. Wow.
Whatever the equivalent is.
I know. I can't remember what it's called.
A bony.
No.
You got the yoni, we got the bony.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, you can ask the ladies tomorrow during Saturday Sex Talk with Shayna. How they feel about this consent.
Yeah.
And where does it fall within the lines of feminism?
Okay.
You know what I mean? How do you feel about it? It's my body, my choice. Right. You know what I mean? Don't tell me, don't touch me unless I say, don't open doors for me. I'm my own woman.
Weird.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know how that all falls
almost
in together.
You need to have a contract here. This is what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
You know what?
Please sign it, read it, memorize it before we go on our date.
You keep it with you, or you have like, what are you, a digital document? You send back PDFs before you do anything?
I guess. Like, well, you might as well Venmo throw consent? In there your financial statement, your credit score. Let's see what blood type you are.
Perfect app idea. Just had an app idea. If you're an application creator,
you
this
should
is
just
it.
Keep it to yourself.
You should just make an app, the consent app. You go on, you log in with all your information, and then you click the consent button, and then the other person clicks the consent button. You find each other on the profile like Venmo.
Like
Sean has sent Shayna $10 worth of consent for oral. You know what I mean? Or whatever, you know, and you can digitally verify.
But then
consent.
Don't you think it should all be listed in there? What oral consent?
No, I could
I
use.
And that has to include me slipping my finger in your butt.
Yeah, or, no, I mean, it has to be an overall consent. But then again, I could use.
We'll let him know.
I give Marlon consent. But if you're passed out, I could use your face to unlock your phone and give me consent.
Yeah,
so
if I'm passed out, you can use my face to do a lot of other things.
I know, but I just found the loophole in my consent app. That's why it wouldn't work.
That's funny.
You just carry a bunch of consents in your glove box or in your wallet, like
that's
a condom,
weird.
And you have to sign them together. It goes back in the wallet.
That's so lame, man.
It's a different time. It's and it would be interesting. I love classy cupcake. It just, and we've got two children out in this shark infested water because there's people that will trap you. You know what I mean? If you're a successful person, there's people that will trap you.
How do they trap you?
They let you bone them, and then tomorrow they go, I didn't give you consent.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you're rich, or I know you've got clout.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's lame.
It's called blackmail, Janet.
Oh.
It happens all the time.
I didn't know. I don't
Mrs.
blackmail.
Peacock. I do. I think it totally happens.
Huh.
Especially now, because anyone can say they've been violated. And the verification process is very thin.
Right.
You know?
Well, it's always my word against yours.
Well, yeah.
You know?
It's my word against yours.
Right.
Because your word was the truth. As the female, it seems that way.
Well, it's not always the truth, though. Sometimes
I understand that.
Females lie.
I'm just saying I'm
it's
concerned
horrible, though,
when it comes
that...
to we have two of our smallest humans out there navigating this very dangerous water. And as Patrick, what's great about the boy is that he is so set in the fact that he is going to not have anything to do with a dumb woman
mm-hmm.
that his chances of maybe not getting himself into that kind of a mess or better, you know?
Yeah.
Because of his rigidity.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
But you still worry. Because women, you're crafty.
Yeah.
You're sneaky.
We're crafty, sneaky women.
Yeah, they're crafty. That's a song, right? They're crafty.
I don't know.
They like to play. They're crafty.
I don't know. You would know, oh, not
was,
me.
Was that a craft show? Was that a Martha Stewart
song? No, that's not Martha Stewart.
You're crafty. I think that was a song.
I don't know. But I do think it's something that we should talk about. I do think it's a little bit much. All of the romance is being taken out of life.
Yes. All, yes.
You know?
And sex has become very arbitrary. It's just something you do.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with love.
Uh-uh.
And it has nothing to do with relationship or intimacy at all.
Right. And it's just all been taken out. Now it's just like a freaking agreement that no one's ever satisfied with.
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, I knew it.
You knew it. Good job.
Okay. It's dangerous. I don't know if someone in here is navigating the dating world and you would like to talk a little bit about it, then definitely tomorrow.
Chime in.
Keep your ears on and chime in because Shayna will be doing Saturday Sex Talk with the ladies.
Are we going to do it live?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay.
Live's the way to go.
Call-ins are better.
People want to talk to you live.
Okay.
Because they think live is great. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I do. I prefer the live because then you really get the idea of what people want. and what they're up to. Don't you think, Shayna? That's exactly what it's all about.
Yes, that's what it's about.
That's exactly right. Let's see if I can find this. I think I got it. Yeah, there it is.
Ow.
Crafty. Hear it now? Can't you hear it in the beat?
I can't help it. How much does she play?
What?
I can't. You don't think you can play that?
Well, I'm not. YouTube doesn't like it if I play people's stuff. I didn't realize they used that riff in there.
Oh.
That's a Led Zeppelin riff.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it is. I wonder if they had to pay for that because it's just so short.
I don't know.
That's crafty.
That is crafty.
Want to hear it again? Interesting.
Maybe that's why they did it.
These guys, they were innovative. What these guys were.
They were innovative.
They were, and now they're like in their 60s or 50s or something.
Wow.
They're old guys like me.
You're not that old.
I'm older than I'd like to be.
Yeah, well.
I'll tell you that much. But I feel way younger than I really am.
Oh, good.
No one at my job knows how old I am.
No.
No.
Never.
Don't tell no one.
No.
No, never listen.
No one at your job tells how old they are.
No, that's what's part of the job.
Yeah.
To not tell. It's all a secret.
Yeah, right?
Only Maybelline knows.
Okay, that was funny. That's the first funny thing you said today.
What was all that other laughing for?
That was just you laughing at yourself.
That's not cool.
I
26 for life.
I love it. Well, it'll be fun.
Yes, it's going to be great. So that's what's going on tomorrow. Next week, we're doing all kinds of stuff. So listen, here's something interesting. And I think people might find this interesting if I can get this to work. I one time did an experiment. Have you ever gone to Facebook and searched your own name in the people, in the profile names, to find someone that has your exact name and then reached out to them and sent them a friend request for no reason?
No.
Well, there you go. I have done that.
Oh.
And I did it to a guy named Sean Swallow, and that's my name. And I typed it just like my name and popped up this guy, only one other guy, and he was in Australia.
Right.
And so I sent him a friend request, and this was years ago, probably like 3 years ago. So him and I have actually corresponded back and forth a couple times. Shadow says they have done the same thing. And so now Australia's on fire, far. So I have reached out to him and to see if he would come on our podcast to kind of give us a real on the ground update on what's going on over there. Because if you look at the devastation, just because they're not talking about it on the news, that doesn't mean it's not happening anymore. It went from fires, then it rained, and then it hailed baseball size hail, and then it's hot again. You know what I mean? And so it's like they got some biblical shit going on over there.
Yeah.
And it would be really interesting to see what his life is and what his life is, what's going on with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just to get the other perspective, and if only to get some truth.
Did you put that in your message?
I did. I put all that in my message.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean? Because I don't want him to think I just want to explain. I'm like, hey, tell us what it's like down there in the old Aussie land. No, I want to get the story out of what his story is.
What's happening to him.
What's going on
personally
with Sean Swallow, my brother down under.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So
did you tell him you have a podcast?
I told him all of that.
Okay, good.
Well, you know me. I talk just as much now as I do in the little message. So I told him all of that stuff because I want to get him.
Good.
I want to get him to call in. I told him we could either call him. Can I call Australia? I would think so on my cell phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Your cell phone calls people.
they have a different area code.
So you just put it in.
But I also thought that I could send him a link that maybe he could get on Podbean and just call in through Podbean.
Yeah.
But I don't know the time difference and stuff like that. But we'll just make it work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because even because if you can't go live,
that's what we do.
We can just pop it right on at any time and record it.
Yep. Exactly.
Which would be perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, which I'm not doing right now.
Haha.
Son of a gun, I forget to record.
Great.
I hate it when I do that.
I thought you did.
I thought I did too, but
I thought you forgot.
You thought I forgot? Yeah. Oh, real nice.
Because you were all over the place.
I am.
You were like a spider monkey when you came spider home monkey, today.
I'm not done.
You were just crawling all over me, jumping up and down, yeah. Really excited. Really
well, we're going
excited.
To visit our friend in the hospital
today. Yes, we are.
And so I got to get it all out.
Before you get to the hospital?
Yeah, because she
don't
want
think
me.
She wants some of this?
Oh, she don't want me jumping all around on her in the hospital. Does. I know she wants me jumping all
man,
around on her.
Yeah, man, this is dial one.
Oh, real nice. Real nice. Well, either way, I will call my friend Sean. I will dial 1-888.
It's not 888. It's like 000.
What are you, phone operator?
Yeah. I am. I played one on TV once.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or you dated a guy who delivered phone books?
No. I never dated those guys.
Fun.
That's funny. I don't know. I did answer a lot of phones while I was young.
Oh, that's true. You mm-hmm. were a receptionist when I met you.
Yeah.
You were a phone
I was a receptionist
operator.
And made really good money when
yeah.
I met you.
Yeah, you were balling.
I was.
Baller. Not spent it.
You spent it? Yeah, you spent it. I became mm-hmm. a stay-at-home mom.
Yep. And I got you barefoot and...
Almost pregnant.
Just barefoot.
Trying to get pregnant.
Barefoot and necking. Well, you know what? It's probably, you know, if you'd have got pregnant...
we'd have 12 kids.
We'd have, at least three, four, at least three.
Yeah.
I would say clearly we'd have three.
I don't know. We have a lot of sex.
Four or five. Probably have five. Yeah, but we would have got someone. We got fixed eventually. If I had not been fixed when I met you, after the third kid, we would have five.
Are you sure?
No, I can count.
No, I mean that you would get fixed. No, not that you can't count.
No, I'm saying that I would have. We would have eventually.
Yeah, you got probably.
Because I mean, sometimes enough is enough.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
We know other ones that have too many.
Exactly. And so I think it's been great that we've had the two kids and now they have moved out of the house and we can just do whatever we want here because there's no kids.
Yeah, right. You got no pants on.
You got no pants on. You weren't going to say anything that we were just hanging out. The heat's on, the sunshine in the house. Yeah, it's a beautiful nice. Day. I mean, and why wear pants? I hate pants.
I hate pants too. I'll be honest. Since your mom left, I've had a really hard time wearing any clothes at all.
I agree. Because we didn't wear any clothes before she got here because it was all, it's a summertime.
Yeah.
And it was so warm and I'm just prancing around like a little guy with no pants on.
A little pantsless imp dancing around like a little, the house.
Like Mr. Tomlin.
Like it's I'm so like, cute.
Playing my little flute. And then, and then the snow witch moved in. But now the sun is shining in Narnia.
It's back.
Come
back.
And the
everything
the
is
snow
melted.
Is receding.
The thaw has come.
Yes, it's a lover's
the
paradise.
Pants have fallen away.
Yes, exactly.
Got nothing but this button-up shirt.
And once it gets nicer, we get that hot tub fired back up, and we'll be able to dip and not dip.
I know, and then we fixed our backyard.
The backyard is beautiful now. So, I mean, this is going to be a summer. It is a lover's paradise.
This is going to make it harder for the peepers to peep now.
Peep, peep. Oh, let them peep. You'll never look at me in the eye again if you peep over my fence. That's
well,
what
you
I
might.
To say to you. Well, today I was sitting with working and they were like, hey, take a break. I'll take over. And I was like, all right. And I got up and I grabbed my phone. I said, you know what? I'm going to take this with me just because I want you to be able to look at me in my eye again.
When I come back.
When I come back. And he was like, okay. Yeah. And we do have the dog, which puts a little damper on the backyard. Because, you know, I loved that running around barefoot in the grass and stuff, knowing completely there was no dog poop out there. So,
and now we're back to picking up dog
poop. Now I'm back to being a little bit more diligent. I think I'll just try to get it as she goes.
Yeah.
is because she sticks in that one area, which is good. So I don't know. I don't know. But we're hanging new lights in the backyard.
I mean,
I want to hang some rope lights.
Oh,
you know what I mean? I want to do a couple different things to make it more like we are having a.
Are you talking about where we're going to put the hot tub?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Wherever we put the hot tub in there, I want some rope lights around there. Mm-hmm. And I want to get those lights that go in the water, the LEDs.
The LEDs?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get them.
So that at night, when it's dark out there under the moon, not steamy because it won't be too cool, those lights will be on.
Yeah.
We'll be looking like an aquatic alien.
Yes. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Let the peepers peep then.
Bloop, 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 bloop. Doing a
There's only two
helicopter.
People who can peep.
Well, it's fine.
Unless you have a drone.
A drone. Oh, and a lot of people have peeping drones.
Peeping drones.
That would be so funny. If someone flew over our hot tub with a drone.
It would be hilarious.
I would. They would see my rectum.
It's your butthole.
I would give them something to look at, boy.
You bend over, even split that, those cheeks.
Even the drone would crash itself. After what I would show that camera.
My self-destruct.
I would. It would just crash.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, it would.
I'd just be laughing.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. That would be great.
All right.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Nah.
Considering anymore. Everyone, that's what everyone thinks. There's always nakedness, nudeness.
In our house?
Granted, we are sitting here with no pants on at 11 o'clock in the morning with the front door wide open. So I kind of understand people's apprehension for just popping in.
Oh, whatever. They still pop over.
But
they don't even care.
So what? What's the matter?
People don't even care. They've always had to knock first. Hey, you got your clothes on?
If it wasn't for one apple, we would all still be running around naked.
Right.
Just so you know.
That bad apple.
The bad woman.
One bad apple
she
ruined the bunch.
Pushed it on us. You pushed your apple on us. And now I'm wearing pants all the time.
I'm going to push my apple on you some more.
Oh, the damage has been done. Just make me a burrito now.
Oh,
you're funny as hell. You're funny, lady. You make me laugh.
Well, it is nice to have our space back because we do just get to hang out and do whatever we want. And lots of times it is pantsless.
Yep. If that's even what our guests want.
Yeah.
We'll just...
We talked about that, right? Having the house robes at the front door.
Yeah.
Come in, put your robe on.
Yep. Just like the song says when we start these podcasts.
Put your slippers on.
Put on your house robe.
Yep. And go over and.
Make your fluffy shoes.
Make your drink.
Yeah. Oh, you got to have like a martini.
Yeah.
It's like martinis are like our, should be our signature drink.
Right. Here's just a cold shot called a martini.
Yeah, here's a fancy glass with a shot of vodka in it, and I dropped an olive in for you. So you don't get hungry.
That's right. That's what the olive keeps you from thinking you're drunk.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because you're like, no, I have us olive.
Nancy. Nancy wants to call in.
All right.
Let's talk to Nancy real quick. Oh, there she is. We're connecting to Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
Are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. What you calling in? What you up to? Do you have pants on? I got a real bad echo, so maybe grab some headphones. Are you there? Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, well.
It's nice talking to you,
Thanks
Nancy.
For calling in. It's good. It's good that people call in.
Yeah.
You know what? Whenever I say that, it's good that whatever after that, I feel it. It reminds me of the kid from Twilight Zone. It's good that you made that, Charlie. It's good.
It's good that you did
It's good that.
That
you turned that inside out.
Yeah, it's good that you killed that thing.
It is. Who's this? This is Big. What do we got, Big? Big Rich? Are you there? Oh, we're so close. Well, Totally. The key is you want to get your, have some headphones. Hey, I'm sorry. No.
Something weird happened.
Yeah, what's going on, Big Rich?
Hey, what up, Sean? Shauna, what's going on? Shayna, sorry. Yeah. Hey, yes, and I have pants on. I do. I'm sitting.
Oh, okay, good. That, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I recognize that laugh right now. Big Rich.
What's going on? Yeah. I just thought I saw you guys. I was just uploading our show, and I saw you guys went live, so I had to be on it.
Awesome. I'm glad that you did.
Hey, I wanted to just to touch base with you guys. Thank you guys for shouting us out, man. You guys have a fantastic show. We really appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
And so I want to send you guys.
Follow you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I follow you guys. And I want to get your info so I can send you both T-shirts.
Oh, right. For sure. I'd love to wear one of your Dreadnought shirts.
So you can just roll around with just your T-shirts on.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So when we're wearing just our T-shirts, we can be thinking of you.
Oh, that's exactly the idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going for.
Exactly. Well, now, maybe just Shauna, maybe not you. But that's all right. I mean, we all have our own thing.
You know? That's right. You know.
We're not judging here.
Cool. Tell you about it.
Yeah, I know. We'll return the favor with one of our custom made tie dye T-shirts.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. So I'm gonna put my email address in the chat, and it's just the Dreadnought Show, but I'll know it's from you guys. I just wanted to shout out you guys. Hey, and I hope you talk to that guy in Australia. I hope you get a hold of him. That'll be cool to hear.
Me too. I hope I'm able to get a hold of him or you know, anyone of his family, somebody. So that's my goal. I'm gonna keep reaching out to him and see if we can get something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys do your thing. And I just wanted to shout out, give mad love. And I'm going to put my email. So shoot that to me. All right. I want to be able to get those out. Sure will.
All right. Thanks, Big Rich.
Bye-bye. No problem. Bye.
Yeah. All right. For those of you who have not are up to speed, that Big Rich right there, they have a great podcast. Now, I don't want to mess up the numbers because it's Dreadnoughts. And then I believe it's 928, but I don't want to say it incorrectly, so don't listen to me right now.
I mean, you should have checked before you said anything.
Yeah, 928. Boom, nailed it. Dreadnoughts, 928. Check it out. They do a great show, and what's great is for me is I like that morning banter between people, which is kind of why we do our thing. But they're on when I get off of work.
Right.
So I'm off at 9 in the morning. I can pop them on and listen.
It's on the way home.
Kind of a way for me to giggle and laugh.
Yeah.
Because I hate radio and news, and I love talk radio, and I don't want to listen to news anymore because it's all impeachment and blah,
blah. Well, yeah, NPR is ruined right now.
Yeah, it is, and I just don't want to hear it. Uh-uh. I don't need it. These guys have been a really great find for me because they're funny.
Good.
And I like it, and they're relevant. And, you know, like today, he did some of the top recipes for the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Which I'm looking forward to. And he learned a muck soup, muck dip. It's their own dip that they created, and I'm going to try it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds good.
I Googled it, but it was like their family recipe. What did he say? He's trying to steal. All right, here we go. We got man. Merc dip. That's what it is. Merc dip.
Hello.
It's a creamy dip with some cottage cheese. Whoa, what's up, man?
Hello,
man.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I am well.
So, I want to know about climate in America. So, what is your climate in USA?
Well, friend, our climate is very mild right now. We've got a high of 46 degrees. We're looking for a sunny day. A little cloudy this afternoon is going to roll in. We're probably going to hit a low of around 20 to 21 degrees overnight. We're looking for snow to fall coming Monday morning. This weekend's going to be beautiful with highs of 69 on Sunday for the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a great, great weekend. How about you? What's the climate where you are?
Well, I live in India, so there is a winter nowadays. So we are suffering with many colds nowadays.
Oh, that's horrible. Yeah, we're just in the mild cools right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the central part of the United States in Colorado, so we get all the different temperatures throughout the year.
What is the climate in North America?
That's where we are. Would you like me to run back through that for you? I can't. Today, right now, we're at a temperature of about...
No,
we just have a very tepid climate. It varies through North America. I've never been to Canada.
No.
But I assume it's chillier there because they're further north, but beautiful. They're
probably the same, pretty much the same.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice over here generally.
Right, it's very nice. It's worth a visit if you get a chance. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling and checking in on our weather, man. Thank you. Call anytime. Bye.
Bye.
That's real nice. See, I like
you're
that
a good
one.
Weatherman.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're a good weatherman.
Yeah, well, I learned from the pros. You know what?
Bear, watch out.
Both weather guys were together at the station yesterday or today. It was yesterday, and one from my channel and the other channel that's in the building, they had come in and they were collaborating.
Yeah.
And I thought I should have got a picture with the Weather Kings.
Yeah, you should have.
Because they're both like, you know,
that's funny.
Top weatherman in the city. I just have to say. but I decided I'm going to get me a Weather Kings photo.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's funny. So could be the weatherman. You should tell him.
Yeah.
We'll grab that for your demo.
I will. I'll use that for my demo reel. And I love it. You know, when people call us from other countries like that, we just try to be nice to them. They have no idea. They're trying to practice their English.
Yeah.
And so, but it's also fun to poke a little fun, have a little fun, right? And like nice hearted. Yeah. He wanted to know the weather.
Yeah. You told him it was great.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And I told him he should visit.
And who knew you were an aspiring weatherman?
You are welcome, man. Call anytime. Love it when you call in and practice your English. Maybe just have a topic or something you want to talk about.
Or a question.
A question. Yeah. Well, he had a question. Yeah, but we want to know about him.
Yeah.
So if you want to practice your English, then talk to us.
Yeah.
And tell us what you're up to.
Tell us about you.
I love it.
Woo. Me too.
This is going so well. So well.
That was great. I love it. You have so many hidden talents.
Are they hidden?
No.
They're not. I'm a pronouncer. I'm a presenter.
You are a presenter.
That's
and
my job.
You're going to MC the fashion shows.
I'm MCing multiple fashion shows.
Well, you're going to do all mine. Make them sound real good.
I love MCing the fashion shows that you're participating in because I do give you extra love.
I know.
But I'm always wearing something that you made
I know.
For me.
What am I going to make you?
Well, you're going to make me coats.
Because the one night is like a Hollywood premiere.
Oh, yeah.
Like a 50s Hollywood premiere. And then
the next one
is going to be VIP.
Mm-hmm. What if you made me like a man gown nightgown? Like if what's Friday night? Elegant or nightgown? Evening wear? Is that that's what Friday night is?
What?
Up here.
I'm
up
sorry.
Here in my face.
What did you just ask?
Friday
me?
Night fashion show is the evening wear,
it's VIP,
right?
Yep.
VIP.
It's evening wear.
Evening wear. And so maybe you could make me like a really fancy, that man dress pajama. Maybe you could make me one of those really fancy. And then I could come out and I go, ladies and gentlemen, I know that this tunic may be unconventional for me to be wearing because it is pajamas, but it's made by this next designer who is dripping with fashion talent.
I don't know. No, maybe I'll make you a man skirt.
I'm down.
With a suit coat or something.
Okay. That's a thing right now.
I know.
It's a thing. So I make me a nice coat. I'll wear a shirt, matching tie, and a nice little skirt.
Yeah.
And some bloomers.
You can see all the stuff that we make
at
Everything Swallow on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Everything Swallow Design, Everything Swallow Business. It's all on there.
You just go to Facebook and put Everything Swallow into the browser bar and boom, you're going
to
see our logo.
Go to photos because lately it's just all podcast stuff.
Yeah, but go to photos.
Yes, there's a lot of photos in there and I'm getting ready to make more stuff.
We don't do photography, but we did just get a camera.
Yeah.
But I haven't figured out how to use it. But
do we like photography?
Oh, do we like it? Oh, yeah, I do like photography.
Yes, we do.
Did you see my face.
You do post. You can see stuff too. You can follow us on Facebook and Swallow Nation.
That's right.
Ask to join the club.
Yep.
And you can see stuff that we post in there too. We post all kinds of fun stuff. And we will be posting upcoming pictures of things we'll be making in there as well.
Totally. We do all kinds of crafts.
See what we're doing all the time. We're doing crazy stuff all the time.
This is just one of the things we're really good at. And yeah. Weather. Call me if you want to know what the weather is. But I've heard the weather today, like, well, I hear it twice an hour. Well, and then teases for it. So I've heard the weather like 9 or 10 times today. So I know what's coming up. It's going to be 64 on Sunday.
You speak well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You speak well, too.
Thank you.
You speak well as well.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Gratitudes.
Gratitudes. Whatever.
I almost choked myself. Oh
my good. God. You should be choking.
My
Give
gosh.
Me a break.
I'm gonna grill out for the
we'll grill our hot wire wings.
I'm gonna do my radio show on Sunday, and then I'm gonna bolt my butt home. To get to the Super Bowl, because I'm going to miss the first part of it.
Right.
And then I'll probably miss the first quarter.
I'll grill them.
Oh, you're going to have them ready?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. You'll grill them?
I know how to grill.
Maybe have a pitcher of some sort of a tasty beverage
you,
we could
what
have.
What do you want?
Super Bowl party
oh,
drink.
Oh, my God. I read the funniest
like maybe
thing today.
A grapefruit vodka. You know I love grapefruit and vodka.
Okay. I was going to say... margaritas.
I was gonna say margaritas too, but we don't drink tequila here.
So I saw this meme today, right? It says, do not fuck with a woman who can do a shot of tequila without crying. She's the type of woman who will fight you with one titty out in front of the police.
yeah, exactly.
And I thought, this is exactly why I cannot drink tequila.
That's why we don't drink tequila at the house. That's
because
exactly.
That's what I would do. Because
my beautiful Hispanic mama becomes Mexican strong.
I'm Mexican strong. It's not a good look for me.
And you're too... pretty strong, too strong for this white guy. I was trying to relate it to that song, you know, pretty fly for a white guy, but I didn't. You're too strong for this white guy.
It's the truth. I can't do tequila. That's what will happen.
Yeah, and I don't like the taste of it. So it works out perfect.
Works
for us.
Out perfect.
Yeah. But a picture of something like, I don't know, something refreshing. I know it's not springtime yet, so we.
I know, but you want it, right?
Well, look at that
there.
Vodka
with the grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's good.
Colorado is freaking out in the weather world right now.
Yeah, it is. Well, I think this is it. Colorado's bipolar.
It's global warming?
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, Colorado is like this every year.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Some years it's all summer. We have like Indian summer all winter long. And then sometimes we have a blizzard. And then sometimes it snows all the way to June.
But last year like rained. I mean, it did snow till like June last year. And then it rained.
The lifts.
July, August. I mean, it like our garden didn't even start to sprout until August.
Yeah. Because it was so
really,
much rain.
Think about it. The plants.
Yeah.
And then we got so much rain and hail. We were covering them. You know, protecting them like little baby plants. Watch out for the chupacabra.
That's funny. Well, thank you. Good. We try to be stress reliever. We try to live stress free.
We do. And we do a pretty good job.
We do.
You know, once I got rid of that job.
I know.
Isn't it incredible?
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm not even going to get into layers of things.
When I was talking to Jana today about the fashion show, and she was asking how you feel and everything since the big
change. Since I went through the change.
I was telling her it's amazing how much you sleep better.
Yeah.
You're just funny again. You're singing again.
I know that, you know, I know that God, I'm going to say this. I know that God put me in that position. I know I have favor. I know that, you know, God opens doors and because we went from being in ministry and I wanted out of ministry. So I go to radio And now it was just a whole different kind of ministry. It was a completely different ministry because the people around you didn't want to be ministered.
Right.
But and yet they were so whacked out. So you gotta
the most broken
covert minister because you don't want anyone to have a freak out.
Right.
You know what I mean? And in a sense, then it's no longer about God. It's about just managing people's
imbalances. Yep.
You know what I mean? And having those skills to be able to do such a thing. And it was a good time for her to make that transition. But man, I transitioned for too long.
Yeah, whatever.
It's good. So getting rid of that stress of having to manage things on other people's terms.
Right.
And being able to be in control of what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So good.
Try to make the best life you can have, right?
I love it. Most people can do their thing. Be how they want to be.
They can suck it.
Yeah. And they can watch me be awesome from afar. I tried to tell them I was awesome to their face.
They can watch up close. They can watch from afar.
I told them I was awesome. I told them.
Told them. Told me you're a star.
I'm going to go be a bigger star now.
Told them you were a star.
And here we are. So now what?
Where's the call?
Oh, we're getting a call from Andreas.
Yeah.
Who could this be? Hello.
Everything is for a season. Oh, lost him.
Goodbye. I was a click.
Everything is for a season.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
This morning.
Oh, yeah. No, that's exactly right. It's absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. But that's why you get to pick and choose what you want in your life.
There you go.
And you get to do what makes you happy.
Do it.
Happy, happy, happy. That's exactly what we do. That's all we do. That's all we've ever done.
Yep, that's exactly right. I think I went on that tangent because you said we're stress free.
Yeah.
And I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, that's good.
And I guess I just am like excited about it.
Yeah, right. Really live within your means. Try to find your happiness here and what you have. Be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, like always try to find something new, create something new, totally. Do something different, bring something new and exciting in your life.
I'm ready to craft.
Right.
I'm going to craft some crap today, I think.
I'm going to get us into an oddity show.
We're going to do some oddity stuff. People, I want you to send me your teeth. I would love your teeth. I know it sounds weird if you got dog teeth, children's teeth, even teeth right out of your own head.
Your molds.
Any of your old molds.
Get your... braces.
Yep. I'm looking to take all that stuff and make some art out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Yep.
It'll be great. We'll get some more stuff.
I see that someone's calling in, but I'm having some sort of issue. The last couple calls just wouldn't work. And so I apologize for that. Please forgive us. We're having an issue. And so I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Well, I turned this baby around.
It's Friday.
I started out mad at my headphones. And now here we are an hour later, and we just are like full of love and positivity. I feel built up
by this
conversation.
We lifted up. That's exactly right.
And if you're a headphone manufacturer, will you please just clearly mark what side that I'm supposed to put the little suckers on my head?
It's which way they go.
I bought them, and I still can't figure out how to use them. Thank you very much. So back to the teeth. Send me your teeth. Email us everythingswallowpodcast. If there's something you want to talk about for Sex Talk Saturday.
Yes.
Which will be taking place tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We will take those comments and those questions. So have a wonderful day.
Have a happy Friday.
Have a happy Friday.
Go out and do something fun.
Yes. And listen, since the Broncos are not in the Super Bowl, and we don't like the Chiefs, and the stupid 49ers murdered us in a Super Bowl in the 90s, I am only rooting for the Puppy Bowl.
Okay.
So I will be rooting for the Golden Retrievers.
Okay.
Unless there's a doodle mix of some sort, then I will definitely...
Then you'll go with the doodle.
I'm definitely going to root for the doodle mix.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm doodle friendly.
All right.
Yeah, I'm doodle friendly. Go doodle mix. Woo!
Go puppy bowl.
That's I'm only watching for commercials and puppy bowl updates.
I love it.
I don't care what team wins.
Yeah, me either.
Stupid teams. Broncos. All right. Golden doodle. That's what we want. The golden or the doodle. Or the combination of both.
Yeah.
Yep. If there's no doodle, I'm going golden.
Okay.
Okay. But if there's a combo, the doodle better be on the same team.
Right.
The golden better be on the same team. All right, guys. Have a wonderful day. Let's go out and get in the sun.
Okay.
Bye.
Happy Friday.
Love you.
Love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay. Say bye to them.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for being here. Wait. Oh, shoot. Man, what am I doing? I did this all wrong.
You're all backwards.
I was like, and when before I started, I was so bragging about my abilities. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you hear that music. You know what that means. It's time for us to go.
That's right. Thank you for joining us and look forward to seeing you later.
Make sure you give us a follow and tell your friends all about us. We are... you can find us at everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com or anything and everywhere on Facebook. Look for Everything Swallow everything on swallow. Facebook. Now, what I
join
just
the Swallow Nation.
I just realized group. I did not look for Big Rich's email. So I gotta scroll back here for a minute because if I close this out, then it's gone forever. And now it's gone. All right. Well, it was real nice talking with you, Big Rich. I can't find your email and I guess we'll have to round that up another day.
He could also email
I messaged you on Facebook. Boom.
All right.
We're the Swallows. Hats of Swallows.
That's right.
The Swallow. Happy No Pants Friday.
That's right. No pants.
Should have saved some of those things from New Year's. I could have blown them. I need more cowbell. I have nothing over here that makes noise. Where's my tambourine? Tambourine.
No.
Tambourine.
It's not going to come running
tambourine,
to you.
Come to me. Tambourine, come. Auto harp. Auto harp, ho. My guitar's in the shop still.
I know.
I broke my guitar.
It's coming back.
It's coming back, it's baby. Gonna be beautiful. It's going to be good as new.
That's right.
Thor, tambourine.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
I love you. Goodbye,
I did
people.
It right this time.
Yes.
Everything Swallow Podcast.
Yep. @gmail.com. I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the Swallows.